He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, August 19th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, look at this. We're off to a fairly good start here. In fact, we've been gathering steam here since the market opened about a half an hour ago. We've got the Dow up 15 points right now. We're at 15,096. Who knows? Maybe that 15,000 level is the new support level for the Dow. We'll be taking a look at that today as we take a look at the big market picture early in the week. The S&P 500 is up a couple bucks here, $2.50. We're at 1,658 on the S&P 500, just 42 points away from that 1,700 level that we saw about 3 weeks ago. We've got the NASDAQ up 14 points today to 3,616. That's a pretty good move there. That's a 0.4% move on the NASDAQ. The 10-year yield, which has got to be the story of the year, besides a raging stock market, the story of the year has got to be a falling bond market. I put a chart of the treasuries in my newsletter over the weekend. Horrid. Just a horrid chart. Guess where bond yields are now on the 10-year? 2.86. They're closing in on 3%. Unbelievable. Gold is down $2.90, but gold has been on a roll lately. We're going to talk about gold today. Gold is an asset class that is making a move. The question is it time to add a little bit to our portfolios right now? Oil is down 28 cents to 107.18. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour. You know, early in the week, we like to take a look at the big picture of the market, keeping things in perspective. Boy, how important is that? Oh, how many times have you got caught up in minutiae and details of something and you just completely failed to miss the big picture? And then you live to regret the decisions that you make based on minutiae and based on small facts instead of the big picture. And then the big picture can come back to haunt you if you made a bunch of irrational and emotional decisions. The market has been a little dicey here since we hit those new all-time highs of 1700. I've been saying that it's not unusual to be loved by anyone. No, that was Tom Jones that said that, wasn't it? As he twirled around and in his tuxedo. It's not unusual for the markets to pull back a little bit after hitting the headlines. You know, some would say, well, headlines mean it's all over. The market's cooked. Once those headlines appear, markets hit record highs. But you know what? The market's been hitting new 52-week highs now for the last 4.5 years. Now, new all-time highs, okay, I'll admit it. That's newsworthy headline stories, new all-time highs on the S&P 500. And yes, sometimes that can be a curse. That can be the end of the run. A $1,000 price target many times has been said to be the death cross for a stock. When it was pronounced that Apple was headed for $1,000, it was all over. 705 ended up being the top on Apple at that point in time. But record highs on the S&P 500 and record highs on the Dow are cause for concern. Headlines are cause for concern, especially if you're a contrarian. You know what a contrarian loves to hear? Irrational exuberance. They love to hear glee. They love to see greed. They love to see people talking about the stock market again. They go in to get their manicure, their toenails manicured, and the manicurist is talking about the stock market. They go into the butcher shop to get some pork chops, and the butcher's talking about the stock market. They go to the gas station to fill up their tank, and the service attendants talking about the stock market hitting new highs. Sometimes that can be the death cross for the market, but isn't it better to step back and make your own decisions? I don't think it's a very reliable indicator to say, hey, my barber talked about the market today, I'm going to go home and sell everything. I know that's a top for sure. My hairdresser is making money in biotech stocks listening to Gunderson Show. There's got to be some kind of market top in here somewhere. I think it's better to step back and analyze the situation just like we would at any other time in the market. If the market was hitting new lows, why not use the same analysis that we're going to use today? If the market's hitting new record highs, why not use the same analysis that we're going to use today? Analysis like, what's the overall charts of the market look like? Are we still in a primary uptrend? That number two trend that I call an uptrend? Or are we starting to hit that number three topping out trend? And worse yet, are we starting to roll over and looking over a cliff at a new bear market like the treasuries did a year ago, like gold did a year and a half ago? Eventually, that's going to hit the stock market. But is it hitting right now? Are there warning signs out there? That's one thing we look at. We look at the big picture. This is summertime. This is the height of vacation season. I had to pick up my newly married son, who's one of my assistants here at Gunderson Capital Management, at the International Airport here in San Diego last night, returning from a two-week trip to France and Spain on his honeymoon. Let me tell you, the airport was a busy place last night at 8 p.m. It was a very busy place. Lots of people shaking their arms out their window at each other and honking their horns and this and that. And vacation season. We call that sometimes in the market summer doldrums. A lot of the traders in New York hanging out in the Hamptons this time of year to get some of that cool weather. Is this little malaise in the market that we've had for the last two or three weeks, is it summer doldrums? Or is it something else? Are these rising interest rates, which I think one of the big headlines for the year, are they the death knell for the stock market? Or will it continue to push money out of the bond market and into the stock market, providing more fuel on this new high fire that we've been seeing in the market? I showed a chart of the market over the weekend. I showed a two-month chart. It doesn't look very good. We've had a big plunge in the market the last two or three weeks. And then I had everybody take a deep breath, and I showed a three-year chart of the stock market, which is still in a major uptrend. The same cannot be said about the bond market. Now you're starting to hear that the 30-year bull market in bonds is coming to an end. Well, hello, it came to an end last summer, a year ago. And now the major networks are just getting around to reporting that the 20 to 30-year-old bond bull is over. What about the poor folks who didn't get out a year ago and have ridden this thing down and have lost 20% in their bond portfolios? What good does it do to tell them now that the bond market has entered into a bear market? I think you have to have indicators, and you have to have people that are a little bit more on top of it than that, that recognize these movements and trends a little bit sooner than after the whitewash has occurred. Anybody can say, yeah, the bond market's been whitewashed. Look at the last year. It's now in a bear market. Isn't it more valuable to say a year ago to run and flee and get out of bonds because there's a freight train headed for the bond market? That's what I did in my weekly newsletter. It was obvious to me. Maybe it wasn't obvious to you. Maybe it wasn't obvious to CNBC. Maybe it wasn't obvious to Barron's, but it was obvious to me to get the heck out of the way of the bond market, because the Fed at some point in time was going to say, you know what, we can't keep spending $80 billion that we don't have buying back our own debt. I think I'll sell my auto loan to my wife. We'll keep the debt in the family, but you know what? It just doesn't make sense, us buying our own debt. But you know what? It has helped the economy. The economy is coming back. But what does that mean for you? What does that mean in this stock market right now that's had a couple of, you know, little bit washy weeks here, wishy-washy, and a little bit of a rollover? We're down a couple of percent over the last couple of weeks. Is it summer doldrums? Or is it something more than that? Well, when we come back, we're going to run the market through the same paces that we do every single week. We're going to take a look if there's been any change amongst the asset classes, the sectors, and the temperature and the current and the wind of the market. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
said the right thing, but her mother used the wrong line.
Being in the right place at the right time. Now that's the best of all worlds, isn't it? And that's what I try to do on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, through the various tools that I offer, that I've invented over the years, mostly for my own use as a professional money manager, for a guy that manages accounts for folks all over the world. Number one, I want to have an efficient method of coming up with my buy ideas. I want to have a method that I like, that has worked for me in the past. I just want to put the probabilities in my favor. There's no guarantees in the market. There's no guarantees in life. There's risk in almost everything that we do. And I want to increase the odds, however, and the probabilities of being in the right places at the right time. What have been the right places so far here in 2013? Well, as we look at the scoreboard, year to date, okay, this is reality. This isn't the scoreboard that you think the market should have produced so far this year. This is the scoreboard that the market has produced, because in the end, the market is always right. And here's where the market is at right now. The S&P 500 U.S. stocks, domestic stocks, are up 16.1% year to date. By contrast, the emerging markets, which would include China and Latin America and some of your emerging economies that are coming from, once third world status, coming into the modern age, and their economies are emerging on the scene, and they're growing at much faster rates than our U.S. economy is growing. You would think, with all of that going on in their favor, faster growing economies, that they would be better places to be invested. But that's not so, at least this year. The emerging markets are down 11.8% year to date. And I've been telling you for the entire year not to have any exposure to the emerging markets. Has that advice been good? Well, the U.S. S&P 500 is up 16.1%, and the emerging markets are down 11.8%. That's a 28% differential. How does that affect you? Well, if you have a 401k at work, I'm sure you have funds available to you that are international or emerging markets or Europe or Latin America, or maybe Asia. It just hasn't been a good place to be in 2013. That's the way it is. Some years, the emerging and international markets are great places to be, better than the U.S., or at least you want some exposure there. But this has not been one of those years. And when the emerging markets come back into favor, I'll let you know. There is one caveat. I believe that the European small cap shares, which there's some exchange traded funds that have the European small cap shares. This has been a small cap rally around the world, global in fact. If there's an exception to the international and emerging markets not working, it would be unless it's in the small cap stocks. There have been some areas of the world where foreign small caps have worked. But all in all, you've been much better off keeping your investment dollars right here at home, investing in the NASDAQ, investing in Dow-related stocks, investing in stocks on the New York Stock Exchange. In fact, speaking of the Dow is up 15% year-to-date. The NASDAQ is up 19.3%. Okay, now I've written many articles and I've given many sermons on the gospel of asset allocation. And I think it's important just getting your stock and bond mix right. This has been a year where I've told you all year long not to have any exposure to the bond market. Zero. And you know what? That can floor some people. And if the Reuters reporter wants to be flabbergasted by that statement, let her be flabbergasted by that statement. Has it been good advice? the bond market so far this year, the U.S. bond market, just looking at U.S. Treasuries, just U.S. Treasuries, they're down 14.7% year to date. The stock market's up 16.1% year to date. Just a 50-50 mix. Remember the old 50-50 bars? It was vanilla ice cream and I think orange sherbet. I like that. That's a good combination. But a bond stock 50-50 mix is not a good combination this year. In fact, it's been a combination that's produced results of right around zero. Is that what you want? You want, I didn't lose too much money and I didn't make too much money. To me, that's what that's designed to do, that asset allocation. Yeah, it's going to keep you out of big trouble, but it's going to keep you from making any money. Also, there's a time for stocks, there's a time for bonds, and there is a time to have both in your portfolio. This has not been one of those years. This has been a year where a 100% stock portfolio has served you well. And you can see the results in the model portfolios that I publish every single weekend in my newsletter, how that 100% stock exposure, even in my income portfolio, okay? That's a radical idea to put stocks in an income portfolio when nothing in the way of fixed income. Well, it's done a heck of a lot better than minus 14.7%. I'm just the opposite of that. I'm up about 11 or 12%. In my bond or in my income portfolio. So it served me well. And I still don't believe in having any money in the bond market or in the international markets. One asset class that is beginning to emerge once again and has my interest here, and we're going to talk about this in the second half of the show, all of a sudden the precious metals are perking up. They had a really good week. We saw a good week in gold. We saw a good week in silver. Silver especially. Is it time to get back in and add a little bit of those precious metals to our portfolios at this point in time? Well, we'll take a look at that when we look at the current ranking of the asset classes at the current time. But I just want to emphasize how important it has been this year. This has been one of those years where there's been a wider gap than normal between the asset classes. There's been a stark difference between the stock market and the bond market. You have to ask yourself, has your guy or your gal, or maybe you manage your own money, have they had you out of the stock or the bond market all year long? Have they had you out of international stocks all year long? Or do you look at your portfolio and see international this, and a total bond that, and muni bond this, and corporate bond that, and liquid yield this? Well, then you're not in the right places. Who's ever managing your portfolio is using that old style classic asset conventional wisdom of asset allocation, where they spread your money around and in the end they hope for meager returns and not taking a lot of risk. You know, keep the returns down and keep the losses down and keep you alive. I don't believe in that at all. When we come back, we're going to move into the asset classes right now to see if there's any changes atop the leaderboard that we need to take note of. This is Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now Radio.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And we're going through a little bit of a pullback here over the last couple of weeks after hitting record highs in the equities markets. Is it just summer doldrums, which kind of usual? Hey, this is late in August. We had a couple of weeks left here, and the kids are back in school, whether it's college. Talked to a lot of kids yesterday, and they're getting ready to go back. I've got two stepdaughters getting ready to go back. to college, and you know, the high school kids, traders, vacation. This is the height of vacation season. I live here in San Diego, which is a vacation destination for many. I'm lucky to live in a place that other people only get to visit once in a while. And we saw the crowds over the weekend at the various tourist attractions and on the freeways and on the roads, etc. So I don't think there's anything unusual about the big picture of the market right now. If we step back and we look at that 4.5-year trend that's been in place since March of 2009, I don't see any interruption. I don't see any break. I don't see any rollover imminent in that trend, at least as of now. And we all know that although there's not a lot of guarantees in life, I would say it's almost certain that it is guaranteed that at some point in time, this market will turn into a bear market once again. And that's why we try to stay on top of things every single week to look at the signs, to look at the clues, to see if anything's starting to crack in this primary uptrend that we call a bull. It cracked in the bond market a year ago. It cracked in the gold, precious metals market about a year and a half ago. Cracked in the commodities market a couple years ago. Cracked in the international and foreign markets towards the beginning of this year. But the U.S. equities are still going strong at this point in time. How do I know that? Well, next we're going to take a look at the asset classes in the market. I track 45 asset classes. These are different things that we have a choice of on our menu, of our investment menu to invest in. What are the top asset classes at the current time? Has there been any changes amongst the top of the leaderboard? I know I've sounded like a broken record for the better part of the year, but that's not such a bad thing, is it? Because if the asset classes continue to lead, the same ones that were leading a year at the beginning of the year are still leading today, that means that a trend has been in place and we've been able to make some money on that trend. The question is that trend still in place? That's the question, right? Well, let's take a look. Here's the top three asset classes right now. Small cap domestic growth. Small cap dividend index. Also domestic. Small cap value, also domestic. The top three asset classes, there's been no change once again this week. Small cap stocks are the garden spot, the sweet spot of the investing world in 2013, and they remain there. Number four is a new one to the list, but it's a close cousin. International Small Cap Dividend Index. How about that? DLS. Is the symbol there. It looks like it's a small cap party all across the world. Number five, mid cap value. A very close cousin to small cap. Number six, the micro cap index. Also a very close cousin. In fact, a little brother to the small cap index. Just a little bit smaller companies, those little micro caps. A lot of them, you know, I'll tell you one reason why the micro cap index has done so well here in 2013. A lot of those micro caps are regional banks. And I've been adding a lot of regional bank stocks to my app lately. Click on that bank sector and you'll see the leading banking stocks out there right now. Many of them are micro caps. The number seven sector is the NASDAQ. The number eight sector is a new one in the leaderboard and one that we're going to stop and dwell on here for a moment by the name of silver. Hi-ho silver has finally entered into the top eight asset classes. Now the app comes in real handy for tracking these asset classes. My newsletter tracks them on a weekly basis. I print them there in the newsletter every single week. The app tracks them on a daily basis. If you click on the sector button down at the bottom of the app, and then you have all of these sectors in alphabetical order that you can see the rankings within the sectors. One of the choices, one of the screens that I have is asset class. If you click on asset class, you will see the relative rankings of these asset classes that I just went over just now. And you'll see them in the exact order that I just went over. How important is it to be in the right asset classes? Well, we went through the wide gap between the worst performing asset classes in the market, which this year are the bond market and the international markets, and the best performing asset class. There's a wide gulf between them. I'm looking across the San Diego Harbor right now. I'm over here on the mainland of San Diego in downtown. I look across the harbor, and there's Coronado over there, Coronado Island. And there's about a half a mile of water in between me and Coronado Island. There's a wide gulf between us, just like there's a wide gulf between the best performing asset classes in the market and the worst performing asset classes, which is where we're going to go next. If we scroll down to the bottom of the ranking of the 45 asset classes, here's what we find. These are the asset classes that you don't want to be in, all right? You don't want to be short the market. Inverse, you don't want to be a grumpy old bear. I know you've got your reasons, and I hear them every day, and I have my same concerns about where we're headed as a country, and money printing, and debt, and spending, and entitlements. I hear it all, and I'm aware of it all. But then there's the reality of the market, and in the end, the market is right. And the worst place you can be invested right now, the bottom of the heap, and it's been there all year long, is being short the market. You know, what does that also mean? It means it's a tough environment to short stocks in. Ask Bill Ackman, who's been shorting Herbalife, how he's doing with that short position. You're going against the tide, big time. The other day, last night, in fact, I saw one of the highest tides I've ever seen. In many moons here, which the moons affect the tide. And pretty soon that tide is going to go rushing out and go to an extreme low tide. That makes for some good fishing, by the way. Fish love tidal changes, but you don't want to try to swim against the tide. And the tide in the market continues to come in. And being short the market is the worst place you can possibly be. And yet CNBC parades guys on TV every single day. Well, we're bearish on this market, and here's why. And you're wrong, and you've been wrong for a long time. But you know what? Look, you got to hear a counterpoint. I agree. But when do these guys ever admit that they're wrong? The second worst place you can be in is bonds, short-term bonds, cash, treasuries, emerging markets, bad place to be, mortgage REITs, bad place to be, REITs, anything real estate related right now is a bad place to be. It's gone from a good place to be to a bad place to be in the span of about 4 months. Why? The Fed. Rising interest rates have cast a major shadow over the comebacking real estate market here in 2013. I don't know if the Fed intended to have this kind of impact on a rebounding real estate market with interest rates that are now at 2.86% on the 10-year, but you talk to a mortgage guy, you talk to a real estate agent, you talk to an appraiser, you talk to people in the real estate industry, and they'll tell you that this has had a major, major impact, this sudden rise in interest rates. And in fact, I put a chart, in fact, take a look here in the newsletter, I put a chart of a mutual fund called RRPIX, which is the Pro Funds Rising Rate Fund. You can actually buy a mutual fund that goes up when rates go up. And you can see how that thing broke out and is headed for new highs right now. And if you think interest rates are headed higher, RRPIX is just one way you can play that. Or you can buy stocks and sectors of the market that benefit from rising interest rates. Next, we're going to look at the sectors of the market and break it down even a little bit further. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites. A teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, given an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scott Trade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered some ground here so far today. Is this summer doldrums that we've witnessed in the market after it hit a new all-time high a couple weeks ago and has had a little bit of a drift lower, a settling, I guess would be a good way to call it here. Just normal summer doldrums. Or are we looking at something more, some early movement fractures, cracks in the 4.5-year-old bull market? I don't see that yet. Just looking at the chart and looking at the asset classes. The only crack that I see that's worthy of note is all of a sudden silver is in the top 8 of the asset classes. And gold is also moving up a little bit higher. You know, usually, sometimes that can mean that the bull is starting to come unravel. But I think it's way too soon. Way too soon to say, yeah, that's it. We need to sell everything and move to cash and move to precious metals. Way too soon. All right? But stay tuned because there has been some movement that we haven't seen in a long time. We've seen silver enter into the top 8. We've seen a big move in gold here recently. Definitely one worth taking note of. Okay, we're going to go back to the app now here, and we're going to click on the sectors down at the bottom of the app, and we're going to click on sector rankings. Okay, it's one thing to know that equities and stocks are the best place to be here in the market in 2013, but there's a wide array of sectors to invest in, isn't there? Oh, boy, there's aerospace, there's banks, there's commodities, there's consumer, there's electrical stocks, there's food stocks, there's gaming stocks, industrials, leisure, medical, metals, and on and on and on. And let's not forget those sexy and glamorous technology stocks. Where are we at in the sectors? Where are the sweet spots in the market amongst the sectors? I think I track about 60 different sectors. Well, here we are, late August 2013. There has not been that much movement amongst the leading sectors all year long. The leading sector, once again this week, pharmaceuticals. In other words, drug stocks. For whatever reason, they've performed wonderfully. I own many stocks in this sector. It's helped my performance here in 2013 by being in the right sectors of the market. And I would say out of all the sectors in the market, this is the one that I've had the heaviest exposure to in 2013. And it's helped me in my performance here in the market. The number two sector in the market right now is the internet sector. Companies like Yelp and LinkedIn, and Facebook, etc. And I do have some, not a lot, but I do have some exposure there. The number three sector in the market this week is aerospace, one that I have not played that much, but it's done really well. There's been a lot of aerospace stocks. HEICO has been a great stock. The TransDigm, which makes parts for the drones, Boeing's had a good year. The aerospace stocks have had a very good year here in 2013 for whatever reasons. Number four ranked sector is the regional banking sector. The regional banking sector is benefiting from rising interest rates. You can then go next and click on that sector. In fact, let's scroll down here. Banks And there's the stock rankings within the banking sector. Number one is Cardinal Financial Corp. Ever hear of them? Number two is First Financial Bank Shares. Number three is Home Bank Shares. Number four is First Source Corp. Number five is Amaris Bank Corp. And on and on. You can find the leading stocks within the leading sectors based on performance and valuation and the stock chart. We're taking the best of all worlds to rank those stocks. The number five ranked sector this week is the biotech sector. Once again, the biotech stocks continue to be at or near the top of the leaderboard. And I've nabbed a lot of big winners. In fact, 2 weeks ago, we had in three consecutive days some of the biggest winners in the market, and they were all biotech-related stocks. Number six ranked sector is the retail sector. Retail continues to do well. Number seven is healthcare. And number eight is the Global Consumer Index. Those are the leading sectors. Very little change from last week. In fact, I don't see any new names in that sector ranking that haven't been there for quite some time. The worst sectors in the market to avoid right now, anything real estate related. In fact, the real estate index, U.S. index, is the worst ranked sector right now. And it's pretty obvious to figure out why. 2.89 this morning on the 10-year interest rate. The realty majors, the second worst. Agricultural, the third worst. Metals and mining have risen out of the bottom, but they're still ranked at or near the bottom, but they're a sector that I currently have my eye on. The international real estate, REITs, Real Estate Investment Trust, another horrible sector to be invested in, and utilities, also a horrible sector to be invested in. So I think we can safely say that the bull market is still intact. It's been intact for 4.5 years. Being short the market's the worst place you can possibly be. Being in international and emerging markets is not a good idea, and it hasn't been a good idea, and it's still not a good idea. I don't want to hear the contrarian argument. The market is swamping, is crushing these things, and you want to be out of the way when that's happening. Gold, silver has caught my eye here recently. We may see some purchases this week in my model portfolios and in the accounts that I manage in some of the precious metals areas. It depends on whether or not the rally that we saw last week follows through or not. I think we've also determined that it is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong neighborhoods. And hopefully these tools, the weekly newsletter, the daily radio show, and the Best Stocks Now app will keep you in the right areas of the market and make you a better investor, an enlightened investor, not one that's hoping the market should go your way and the way you think, but one that shows you where those places are to be in the market at any given point in time. We are 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.